Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey.
Hi, this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 332. Today is Wednesday, December 1st.
2010, or August 10.
So, this is new for us because we're actually doing this over Skype, and I don't know how well this is going to go over. We'll see.
We don't know how good this is going to sound or how well it's going to come out or anything.
Yeah, it's kind of scurry to me.
and me, because you know I don't do the technology or the computers or...
You do not. And so we're not going to have any calls on the show until I can figure out how to do that. So Daniel Brewer, anyone that listens to the show that can help me with this, this would be great. We're using Audio Hijack Pro to hijack Skype to record. So if you could tell me how to add in the mixers so that, or how I can add calls into this, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And speaking of hijack, since Ricky moved out and the internet was in Ricky's name, Ricky had the internet turned off, and we haven't had the internet turned back on. It's getting turned on this coming Saturday. So I'm stealing some wireless from an unknown neighbor.
Rude.
So thank you. Thank you, unknown neighbor, for your Wi-Fi.
Right.
And our listeners, thank you too.
Hell, if I would have known that, I would have been stealing it the whole time.
Right. Well, it's not the fastest in the world, but it works for this.
Yeah, it's working for us. So, Julian and I, we haven't talked in what, a week or 2 weeks?
Not really, other than a couple of Twitter messages or text. Yeah.
Text message. And I stopped by to see if I got anything at the house for mail, which have I gotten anything else?
No.
Oh, okay. So all that must be going through. Fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have we gotten anything in the P.O. box?
We have not as of last Sunday.
Wow. So.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. We did get a Christmas card. And it was from, I don't remember, so because it's in my car. And so on the next show, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Well, I'm so jealous of Big Fatty getting to scratch offs from another country. And okay, I got 200 flululus and 50,000 flululus.
I heard that today. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Big Fatty gets everything.
And we get nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, I tell you.
But speaking of Christmas cards, we're actually sending out Christmas cards this year, and I know I tweeted it a couple times, and I put it on Facebook for people to click the link to go add their names, but also they can go over to the website, foulmonkeys.com, and then click on the blog link, and the first listing there, it says click here to receive your Christmas card from the Foul Monkeys podcast. Go in there, add your name and address and all that good stuff. It's private, so no one else can see it. And the cutoff date for that, what did I say it was?
I don't remember.
December 12th, I think.
I'm old and can't remember shit anymore.
Oh, poor thing.
I know. And plus, I'm all hopped up on pills right now. I know. So.
Thank God. So, yeah, you guys go over to the website there and put in your names. We'll be more than happy to send you a Christmas card, and we'll go from there. So we'd love to get them also. So if you want to send us some, you can send it to the P.O. Box.
We do love to get them.
Yes.
Christmas cards.
And other things, too. I mean, whatever, it's clever.
Yeah, somebody was going to send me a Fresh Balls t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still waiting on that.
Well, maybe it's for Christmas, though.
See, we only beg for money instead of, you know, nominations.
Well, we beg for money and we talk about losing weight, so we can do both. So we can do both of those during this show, because I think we're only going to do 30 minutes. So
that sounds perfect.
I know, right? So, all right, let me take this off my list as Christmas cards, because we just did that. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, actually I do.
Okay.
Thanksgiving Day, Connor and I drove up to my parents' house.
OMG.
Yeah, he got to meet my mother and father for the first time.
What about your uncle?
My uncle and grandmother did not show up.
Oh, damn.
I know. But my, well, it's my dad's cousin, but so technically not a blood relative to me, but his name's Sydney, and he's been in jail, in prison for, in and out of prison for years and years and years, because he was apparently like some drug kingpin or something back in the day. He's like he's back like 70 now.
Oh Lord.
So this guy was, it was him and his 14-year-old son. This guy dominated the conversation the whole day and very obnoxious and loud. And but other than that, me and Connor and I made the Thanksgiving dinner, and it was turned out very nice. And
oh, you guys made it?
Well, we ordered the pre-ordered thing from Publix, and
of course you did.
We took it up there and heated it back up. We said, here, turkey's ready.
Well, I had Thanksgiving at Gigi's house. We had like two big-ass turkeys. One was deep-fried with Cajun injection shit on it, and the other one was just oven-baked, and it was awesome.
Cool.
So Gigi's mom goes all crazy, you know. Her mom's Mexican, so I guess she thinks she has to feed like 400 people.
They have Thanksgiving in Mexico?
Well, she's in America now. So.
Oh. Here's your maize. Oh, here's your smallpox-infested blanket.
That's for the pilgrims, or for the Indians. I know.
They're Native Americans.
Yes, Native Americans who are almost dead.
So we went to Publix the day before Thanksgiving to pick up our pre-made turkey dinner. And I had ordered the small dinner that's supposed to feed, I think, 10 to 12 people. And there was going to be, I think, 8. And they bring it out. I open the box up, and the turkey's like the size of a small chicken. I'm like, you've got to be shitting me. So I had like a little mini meltdown in Publix.
Oh, Lord. Was that the right size?
Well, it was the size it was supposed to be. I just didn't realize it was going to be that small. So I'm like, is there a way I can upgrade to like the large? And they're like, they're all sold. So I, you know, whined and cried to the deli manager, and she hooked me up. So
cool.
So thank you, Publix deli manager.
Which was it, the Publix up near your house or
Southgate?
Oh, Southgate. The Publix that you can't get cell phone service in.
That one, yes.
Oh, fucking sucks. I hate that.
I know. But it ended up being it was a big turkey, and then two people, my grandmother and uncle, ended up not showing up, of course, so which was okay.
This just meant more food for you guys, right?
So it actually turned out to be a pretty good day.
Cool. This is totally weird that we're not sitting in front of each other.
I know. We'll just have to get used to it, I guess.
Oh, we will have to get used to it.
Oh.
What was that?
Y'all, that was Jet's Pizza.
Which one did y'all get this time?
The 8-corner pizza. It's deep dish. And it was very, very tasty.
They have one that's good. It's the Parmesan chicken one. It's so good.
We'll have to try that.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we went over to the Horlandos and had lunch with a listener of our show and Pod is my co-pilot. And some other podcasts. Matt Unique Smith on the Face page and his husband George. We had lunch over at Hamburger Mary's over there.
Oh, okay.
It was. We hung out for a while and just talking and bullshitting and whatnot, and had a pretty good time. And it was very nice meeting those guys, and they were fun to hang out with. And I guess they're from Chicago, so you'll probably get to see them once you're.
Yes, I will get to see them.
Up there freezing your balls off.
Right. I messaged him and told him I wouldn't be able to make it, but I would see him in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, who all was at the dinner? Was it Taylor and Taffy or?
No, Taylor and Taffy canceled at the last minute.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Pod is my co-pilot.
Well, no, they're a listener of their show.
Oh, listeners of their show. Okay.
Yeah. The only podcaster that showed up was me.
Oh, okay. Well, womp womp.
And Connor was there.
who are the listeners? Do we know? Do they listen to our show or?
Well, it's only Matt that listens. His other half doesn't really listen to podcasts. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that sounds like fun.
Fun. It was nice to meet a listener, and we started talking about pets, and he's like, "Oh, how's Aniko?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I guess listeners do know the names of the dog, especially since we yell at him every show."
Right? Isn't that weird? Like when we meet listeners, and they're like telling us stuff about our lives, and we're like, "How do you know that?"
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, you talked about it on episode 272," and da da da. I'm like, "What?"
Yeah.
Which I think I'll probably meet a lot of. I think I'll meet a lot of listeners while I'm in Chicago, because it's a bigger city, so probably a lot more people go there too. So that'll be fun. I'm so nervous. Oh my god! I had to go to the doctor this week, and I had to get me some Xanax.
Aww.
Yeah, I had to get something to calm my nerves at night because I'm thinking.
So it's been weighing on your mind.
Yeah, not like. Negatively, but just I think because I'm excited.
Well, it's a big change.
Yeah, I'm excited, and right now I'm kind of like in a temporary thing. I'm not like in a permanent housing situation kind of thing, so I'm having to live like out of boxes and stuff like that, and that just makes me kind of weird, you know.
Oh,
I know, it's almost like being homeless, but not really.
You're a welfare child, like Big Fatty said.
Oh my god, that was so funny. But I mean, it's so close because I go on vacation in 2 weeks, and then I'm on vacation for 2 weeks, and then the day I get back is when I put my notice in, and then it's just like a month and a half after that I'm gone.
It is, and although Connor wasn't technically going to move in till January.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here, you know, ever since you moved out, which is awesome, I think.
Right.
But it's kind of, it's made it happen quicker, which works great for us.
Right.
It's just the fact that there's no furniture in the living room. And won't be until the movers move it in January.
Oh, that sucks. Well, if he's spending most of his time there, why didn't he just go ahead and move his stuff over?
I don't know. We kind of talked about that, but we'll see what happens.
Oh. Cool. And, I mean, I have, like, a bed and everything. Everything's fine here. It's just, you know, when you don't have, when you're, I'm staying at someone's house, I'm not going to be here for a long time, and they have a baby, and.
So this has put a crimp in your gentleman caller activity?
Oh my god, has it? Oh, it sucks so bad. You do not even know. And I've had plenty of gentleman callers to contact me, and I'm like, sorry, I can't.
Oh, womp womp.
And they're like, well, I would have you over, but my wife's home. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Why do I think you're not kidding?
Because
you're not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see my tweet about Rockridge?
No.
Oh, yeah. Put it on Facebook, too.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, let me see. I'll read it to you, because it's pretty good.
Oh.
Because we all know, well, you know who Rockridge is. No one else really knows.
Yes, I know. I saw him with my own eyes.
Would you like to describe him to people?
No.
I go, oh, nope. Oh, Rockridge, you know how to treat a guy. Damn, you're fucking hot. Oh, God, he's so hot.
I'm just going to leave that in my brain.
Right. Oh, okay. So on the Friday after Thanksgiving, I was crazy, and I went shopping from 4:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night.
You must be out of your mind. There is no way I would have left the house that day.
You know, actually, it wasn't that bad.
And you know why?
Why?
Because it's Black.
Oh,
Friday.
You mean Blake Friday?
Blake Friday. When's White Friday?
Every Friday but Black Friday.
Oh.
But yeah, I went shopping and I got some awesome clothes and I mean, I wasn't buying stuff the whole time, but I was going like back and forth, and like I went to Old Navy twice and Bell's twice and Kohl's. So.
And you've been like camped out at Starbucks every night.
Well, no, not every night, just on the weekend I've been there.
Well, seriously, every time we go like up Florida Avenue, your car's at Starbucks.
Well, yeah, because Lorraine. Well, you know, the reason is because Lorraine's husband is a truck driver and he was home and I didn't want to like. You know,
oh, so they were like knocking the boots or whatever.
Well, I guess, but I didn't want to be like, you know, cramping their style or anything. Is that a recent term, cramping their style, or is that 19? Like
it's probably as recent as knocking the boots.
Oh, okay. Then we're then we're good. Because how much do we love knocking the boots?
Right. 1991 terminology.
Oh, that's sad.
So I have been in quite a lot of pain.
I read about that.
The past few days.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I was getting a big heavy box of Christmas decorations off a high shelf in our garage.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of slipped and the corner of it hit me in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yeah, it hurt, and I didn't really think that much about it until the next day, and I woke up, and it kind of felt like, you know, I'd gotten shot, and it hurt all the way through to my back. And I'm like, damn. And then Sunday night and then Monday morning, I could, like, breathe and move, and I could feel, like, something cracking and popping in there. And so I'm like, oh my God, I have a fucking broken rib. So I went to the doctor Monday morning and they did x-rays and no broken bones, but I do have torn ligaments in my chest. And so he gave me a big old bottle of Vicodin and some anti-inflammatories and no work until tomorrow. So it's finally today, it quit popping.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's like a big hard lump where it had been popping, so I think it's like starting to heal up in there.
What was in the box?
Just like tree shit and lights and there was some other stuff besides ornaments too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. And I think just because the corner of it hit me,
mm-hmm.
just the right way, so.
I hate it when it hits you the right way.
No, you don't.
How dare you?
And I think I have something you just need to take with you before you leave for Chicago.
Oh, what is it?
Dick Rambone.
The what?
Dick Rambone.
Dick Rambone. Oh, no, I don't need that. Maybe I will need it when I'm on the trains or the buses and somebody's trying to rob me, I can hit them with it.
Hell, you might need it now.
No, I don't need anything that bad.
So it's just you and your trusty old right hand.
Righty Ricky and lefty Larry. So I want to thank Steve and the UK OK for keeping up with our website. I know I haven't talked about it that much, but he has been helping us with our website because I am retarded when it comes to that stuff. So I just want to give him a big shout out and thank him for keeping up with everything and being patient with us as we request stuff and all that great stuff.
And we all know if Ricky's retarded when it comes to technology, then I'm brain dead. So
totally brain dead. I wouldn't even attempt to ask you to do something on the website. I barely want to make you go there.
That's all hard and stuff.
That's like hard and junk. So, but thank you very much, Steve, in the UK, okay? And make sure you go over and you put your address and stuff in onto the list so we can send you an awesome card, because we appreciate you.
I also want to say something to somebody, and I feel awful that I missed this on the actual day, but Drew Ragey. Mm-hmm. I missed his birthday on his actual birthday. And I want to give him a shout out on the show and say how very, very, very awful and sorry I feel. I felt terrible that I actually missed his birthday on the day I didn't say anything till today.
Oh.
And because I've been in pain and on pain pills and kind of spaced out. So, but I want you to know you're in my thoughts, and I hope you had a wonderful birthday, and I didn't mean to forget about you, and I still love you. So
I told him happy birthday on Twitter and his Facebook.
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
No, because obviously you already do.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Talking about snapping today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into something a little bit serious.
Okay.
Because you know the Foul Monkeys, we get a little serious sometimes, and we don't have serious music, but...
That's right.
I witnessed today on Twitter, you know, because today's World AIDS Day.
Right.
I saw a lot of negative tweets today about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which really shocked me, because I know that this is very something that you're very touchy about.
Mm-hmm.
I am not as touchy because I've never known anyone that died from having AIDS. So, you know, of course, I don't feel the same as you do because you've had a couple friends that have.
Right.
But no matter who you are, how old you are, what color you are, how you got HIV, no one deserves to have a disease that kills you.
And nobody deserves to be treated poorly or be belittled or told they're stupid or made to feel bad after the fact. Because I'm pretty sure after you've contracted HIV, you pretty much are probably beating yourself up over it.
Right.
Enough as it is. So you don't, you know, you don't need other people telling you you were stupid or you should have did this or you should have done that. Or, you know, you need to be there for support.
Right.
You don't need to be second-guessing their actions, or and you don't know what state of mind people might have been in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what the circumstances were.
Right. Because in some circumstances, people are in, and this goes for straight people, gay people, whatever. They're in a relationship. They've been together 10 or 15 years. And then all of a sudden, one person is not as faithful as the other. And then, you know, the person that you love the most, that you trusted, has contracted HIV and then possibly given it to you. And that's not something that people plan on, or because, I mean, you just don't, when you're with the person you love and you trust them,
yeah,
you
that's
don't
right.
really have, you know, you really
you're not going to be. You're not going to be using condoms for forever if you're in a monogamous committed relationship.
Right. And, you know, a person that received HIV that way doesn't deserve it.
Well, nobody deserves it.
Well, I know. I know well, that. But
whether, you know, you choose to not play safe or not, it's something that nobody deserves. Nobody should have to deal with. And I certainly hope we don't quit fighting and we don't get complacent, and it's something that we do find a cure for, and it can be a bad memory in the history of both our community and the world.
Right.
And I've lost several friends to it. I have many friends, you know, who have HIV and AIDS, and it's not something I take lightly, and it's not something I joke about. And there are a lot of other podcasts and podcasters and people out there that make light of it and joke about it. And, you know, I guess that's their right, but it's also my right not to listen to them when they do that, because I don't find it funny and I don't find it necessary.
Right. So, you know, just be, I just hope that people recognize that when you do such things, that it causes heartache and it hurts people that are already hurting. So, you know, try to be, you know, try to be good and respectful and learn from our own mistakes and their mistakes, so that, you know, in the next few years, maybe we'll never have to worry about this again.
And also the negativity surrounding it causes people to not get tested as much as they should. Mm-hmm. And it also makes people who have the virus not always receive the treatment they should.
Right.
When there's so much stigma, negative stigma attached to having HIV.
Right.
So it really shouldn't be anything considered anything different than diabetes.
Right. Which in these days it can be that. I can understand, you know, when we were younger, you know, in the early 90s, I mean, it was instilled in us, like, the fear of God that if you have sex, you will get it kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we know different now, that it's not as bad thanks to science and all that good stuff.
Well, it's,
I mean,
it's still not something that you want to subject yourself to if you can avoid it.
Oh, totally, right. So even you should still take precautions.
Absolutely. You know. And I think anybody that's educated and in this country at least is educated enough to know the risks and know what they need to do and not do to keep themselves relatively safe.
Right. I did my support today. I went onto a website called threadless.com, and they released their red reprint shirt that they have. It's really, I think it's cute, but it's in the shape of Africa, and it's made of, like, butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's red, and it was $15, but for every shirt that's purchased, they donate $5 to the Red campaign.
That's very good.
So I did
that
today.
Which is a little better than Starbucks donating 5 cents per cup.
Right, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, 5 cents on a $4 cup of coffee, come on.
Right.
you know, $3.80 of its profit.
Right. Which I give them money for, so.
Yeah, I know.
Oopsie. So, yeah, just, you know, remember those who have died and who have HIV and helped, hope that there's a cure.
I did take a little bit of time today to remember the friends that I have lost from it and mm-hmm. what they meant to me and what they meant to my life and the good times I had with them and how much I do miss them. So
good. So that's it on that. That's it for the, oh, and just, you know, another thing, today is the 55th anniversary of Rosa Parks not giving up her seat on the bus.
Mm-hmm. She ain't sitting in the back of the bus.
Today on Google, they have, you know, their Google image. It's a bus with some children on it. And it's just, you know, the celebration of that, which I think is cool. And I can't believe that was only 55 years ago. I can't believe that. And yes, our podcast, we do joke about racism and things like that. But of course,
we joke about the races, but I'm fully support equality for everyone. So. Right.
So never take us seriously when it comes to that. And because we love everyone. Well, there's a select few that I can count on my hand.
And when it comes to Ricky, biblically
no.
loves everyone.
Oh no, ma'am. Don't even get me started.
This is going to be harder, I can tell you right now. Not being in the same room.
I know, and like laughing and stuff. It's
weird. I know it already feels weird. So, we're going to have to get we're going to have to get used to it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Me.
You're gonna replace. You're gonna replace me with Lauren.
I doubt if she would want to do the show anyway. She'd be like, "No, I don't want my name out."
No.
So what else we got to talk about? You have anything?
I am done with my list, actually. So
okay. Well, on Friday when I went to go do my Christmas shopping, I was stopped by the Men's Warehouse. Because I wanted to get measured for my shirts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he looked up my old measurements and then measured me. And when first of all, he looked at me like he didn't even know me, which he does because he's always like talking to me every time he sees me out in public because he's hot.
Right.
So cute. Ismael. He's so cute.
Of course.
But he resized and he put the thing around my neck, you know, the measurement. Yeah, the measurement tape. And I have lost 3 inches just from my neck.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
This is the part where we talk about weight loss. So just in case someone's confused.
And I already begged for money because I said I want the Fresh Balls t-shirt. So.
Right. But, well, actually, we need to beg for a little bit more money because we do have our wish list up on our website.
Yeah, and it's almost crema.
Right. And, you know, we don't ask a lot. We've had to start paying to have our website and our service now. So there's money actually coming out of our pockets, even more money. And we do this free during the year, and we don't want you to feel bad if you can't, but we would really appreciate it if you could just show us some love a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
we sure would.
We would be happy with a card or something from our wish list or maybe some Express for Men gift cards or I'm just saying, though.
Just a card would make me happy.
Yes. So just remember us this holiday season because we remember you all year long.
And remember Sarah Palin on the beginning of Shaka Khan.
I laughed my ass off when I saw your tweet today with that. You might want to tell everybody, because I'm sure not everybody follows you on there. So.
Oh, yeah. I said every time I see Hanukkah spelled with a C, my mind reads it as Shaka Khan.
And I think Knott goes, oh, snap.
Yeah, I know I'm crazy. I can't help it.
Well, we love the crazies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to get the phone calls on the next recording. I'm not for sure when the next recording is out. That's why I actually released episode 100, because I decided that I would just release like 100, 150.
Yeah, that was interesting, you know. By the way.
Oh, it was very interesting when I had to go back and listen to it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I'll release 100, 125, 150, and then some other people. If you go on Facebook onto the Foul Monkeys fan page, you can go on there and I ask the question of what episodes, you know, would you suggest for other people to listen to so I can post them. And Lou gave me a bunch of them, so I may even do those too.
Okay, great.
So, because I don't know how often we'll be able to record, and it's just going to go back and forth, and it was convenient for us today.
We'll try to release something from time to time, and so they don't miss us too often.
Oh, and the show too?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, okay. And let's see. I guess it's a good thing that we're doing this now instead of me coming over there, because it would be really hard for us when I get to Chicago. We could try to get used to this now.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So, I guess that's all for me. Do you don't have anything else?
That's all I got.
Alrighty, well, this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded Foul Monkeys, episode 332. You guys have a great holiday if we don't talk to you before then.
Peace.
Bye.
You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.